Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime right here on the Rogantel Podcast Network. My name is Duff. I am your producer for today's show. The week can be really tough. Really short, really long, doesn't matter. It can still be tough. But listening to us might make it a little bit easier. This is Prime and good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself? Where's Kerr, baby?
Kerry is right here, man. You sound like you're a little drugged.
Just a little DayQuil in my system. I'm also in somewhat of pain, so, you know, don't want to be too animated.
I hear that. So Carrie is here. How are you, Carrie?
I'm not supposed to be here today.
Good clerk's callback.
I saw that movie too.
Yeah, look at you with your Kevin Smith knowledge.
I am a fan of Kevin Smith.
Well, I'm a fan of his earlier stuff. His last two movies have been horrible.
What were they?
Well, it's part of the Great White North trilogy. It was Yoga Hosers, that was the last one, and then Tusk before that.
I tried to watch the Yoga Hosers thing, and I was like, not for me.
And yeah, I got about 30 minutes in, and I was like, I'm really freaking bored here.
Yeah, that Tusk movie, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll let him have this one.
See, I saw Tusk. That's like 90 minutes I'll never get back.
Try watching Human Centipede. One, two, and I think they have a third one.
Why would you put yourself through that torture?
I don't know, but I don't ever want to see it. I know enough about it to not want to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like if you would have told me that Carrie was like a really bad person, And I trust your word. I'm just going to go with what you're telling me.
I am a really bad person, and we did try telling you that.
We did warn you.
Well, the type of bad that I've seen, I could deal with. So, you know, you're not that bad. You're good peoples.
Well, hey, guys. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you guys know this. I have two kids, and on Wednesday, I made sure that I couldn't have any more.
Yeah, you were telling us about that. Heck, you've been telling us about that for a couple months now, but you finally went and did it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I kind of pushed out because they were like, it got real close and they were like, well, you need to do your labs before you get this done. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I totally forgot about that. My bad. And so I, like at the last moment, I rescheduled. And then the next time my boss had, taking that day off already, so I was like, oh, I gotta redo it again. Sorry, you know. and then finally this last time my wife was like, just go to the damn, you know, doctor and get your labs done so you can, and I went and got the labs done, and those bastards made me come back twice to do them. By that time I was like, well, I guess I'm all in. And then I'll tell you, I guess we'll talk about it a little later in the show if you want, but It was an interesting experience, and it's the recovery is not as easy as they like to say it is.
Yeah,
it's your balls hurt a lot.
Well, I'm sure. Anytime you cut into your testicles, it does tend to hurt.
Well, and you know what's funny? The way that they look now, it's so weird.
They're so huge, I bet, right?
No, yesterday it was a little hugeified, and I had to hit it with the ice and just like go to sleep early so they could recover, I guess. This morning I woke up and I was actually able to not all the way close my legs, but somewhat. Like, I've been walking like a duck since Wednesday. So I finally was able to walk normal this morning. I kind of looked at him again, and it's literally like, if you have, you know how you take a piece of paper and like say you staple it in the middle. You don't fold it, but you just take a piece of paper and you bunch up the paper a little bit and you staple that little section.
Yeah.
My skin looks like that, except there's also a hole in it.
Oh, no.
on both sides of my testicles.
Oh, they did two incisions.
Oh, they have to.
Why? I kind of figured they could just go in the middle and then kind of move it over. I mean, that shit is stretchy.
I thought the same thing. I thought they were just going to go in the middle of the satchel.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
go down the middle, cut the blue and the red wire, and do everything. Nope. They went. They gave each ball its own individual time, and now it looks weird. And it's funny because they say it only takes like they're like, oh, you'll be good in 7 days because you can't enjoy a good orgasms after like for 7 days.
Well, what happens if you have a wet dream? That's kind of not within your control.
Oh, don't worry. You will not. You will not. There's nothing any less sexy than having both your balls chopped in two. Like, and being in pain. You know how when you're in, put it this way, have you ever broken something or really injured yourself and thought, I'm going to have a wet dream tonight?
No.
No, I'm talking about where you're in pain all day long, and you're like, you know what? Although I am in excruciating pain, I think I'm going ahead and get one out tonight. I'm going to rub one out. Nope.
No. I mean, if I'm in pain, it's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Well, I also emptied the tank before I went in. You know what I mean? I knew what I was dealing with here, all right?
Did you put it in a tissue and give it to your wife as a peace offering?
No. But it was funny because she was like, you sure you don't want to, like, save some just in case of the future? I was like, listen, I got two kids. I don't need no more. I was like, I feel sorry for the knuckle babies that I had to get rid of, but, you know.
God.
That is all. I was like, that was done last Tuesday. Was the last time any children will be produced by Michael Jenkins. So to all those, like, it's funny. My cousin was like, man, you kind of like my little hero, my older cousin. He was like, because he's like, I've always talked about it. He's like, well, I never known anybody to go through with it. And come to find out, I'm like the one person a lot of people know that's gone through it. Like, I didn't realize this. Like, four people told me, like, oh, my God, I never know anybody to do it. I was like, yeah, you should do it, too. And they're like, oh, no, man, I don't think I could do that. I feel like less of a man. I was like, well, looks like I'm going to be a bitch then because I'm going to feel like less of a guy with more kids. How about that?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you three kids is going to murder me, so we ain't making that happen.
I don't know. I'm just glad I don't even have to think about that because A, I don't cheat on my woman, and B, my woman can't have kids anymore. So
because I, being a stronger person than most princesses, was able to go and have her insides set on fire, so I don't have to worry about going
through ligation, baby.
Going through with having any more children.
Well, see, Carrie, so we're in the same boat, but she said it's a set of fire. It's too funny. Well, first of all, Miss Curry, baby, I appreciate that. That takes a lot of courage as a fellow survivor of nut cutting.
Shit.
I do not appreciate the princess comment.
Look, princess, when I got mine done, I was back at work the next day, even though it looked like I had been pelted with baseballs thrown at over 100 miles an hour on both sides of my lower abdomen. And you know what? I didn't lay on ice or put little frozen peas there. You know, this is like right where your pants hit. And, you know, I had pants on and was back at work the next day. So.
Well, you are a lot
you
tougher
are
than me.
Princess in my book.
Well, so. Again, we've talked about this. The testicles, I don't know why they say you should have some balls or grow some balls. Like, nah, you should probably do a vagina because that's a tough some bitch right there. It's like the balls are extremely weak. Like, I don't know where this saying came from. I guess it's just testosterone, but the balls are incredibly weak. Like, you could almost lightly flick the outside, like not even hit it directly, but just tap lightly, and the guy would just be like, oh, wait a second, 1 minute goes by and I feel pain. Like, so I will challenge your day. I don't know. That's Carrie. That's like a couple week process right there. A day.
No, no, No.
I don't know, Curry, baby. You ain't lying to me, is you?
No, I can actually give you the name and phone number of my supervisor where I worked.
Oh, Lord.
When I had that done, and yes, I was back to work the next day.
Nobody told you to go home, like, hey, you probably shouldn't be here.
When you're probably the one person there that can do everyone's job blindfolded and backwards, they don't tell you to go home.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, again, Carrie, this isn't about you. Okay, this week is about me. And Princess had his little vagina cut, and he does not like it, all right? Oh, I just love all the, you know, the compassion. You sound similar to my wife.
Yeah, well, again, you're talking to people who have pushed humans out of their body. Granted, I didn't. I had to have an emergency C-section, which, well, let me tell you, that was fun.
Oh, no, that's a bad one. Getting
like a deer. So when you tell me, oh, I have two little cuts on my nuts, that gets no compassion. It really doesn't. Unless they cut them off, juggled them, and sewed them on back. I don't want to hear it.
Juggled them, really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, then.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I can't relate to how you're feeling, Mike, because I've never had my ball sack cut into, and I'm quite proud of that. You know, no, granted, there might be a cyst that might needs to be removed, and if that's the case, yeah, then I'll experience your pain. But
wait, what?
Theoretical, of course. Theoretical. No one needs to know what's really going on with my sack.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm like, wait. I'm like, you should go to the emergency room right now.
He's bleeding, like, from his balls.
His balls are bleeding.
Oh, you know what? You know what's so crazy? As they were telling me, they were like, yeah, you might experience some blood and some leakage in your underwear. And I was like, what am I having, my period? Or just getting a shirt? Like, what is going on here?
And they were like, if I was your wife, I'd have like a pair of underwear with a maxi pad just put right in there and hand it to you.
Hey, it depends.
Oh, man. Listen. All right. I did this for my family. I did this for her. Now she's talking some other stuff.
Let's talk about someone else who can actually feel your pain. We're looking at an article from The Gothamist. Mike, tell us a little bit about this article.
Well, it's a little quick, short one. Nothing too long. Don't want to bore anybody. But there's me and a 13-year-old boy, and we have something very, very much in common today. The teen reportedly ruptured his testicles while subway surfing in Brooklyn. Now,
wow.
If nobody knows what that means, it means literally he was outside of the train when it was moving. And here's the funny part. So we'll get into it. A 13-year-old boy was injured while subway surfing on the F train on Tuesday afternoon. The boy reportedly got on the train at the Avenue U station, was riding outside of the southbound train, when was injured at the Neptune Avenue station. Now, here comes the funny part. So the unnamed teen managed to ride the length of the platform before striking the do not enter sign at 5 p.m. Now, I don't know if you catch the irony in that part right there. He rode the length of the platform until he hit the do not enter sign.
Well, I guess it really means do not enter.
That is a goddamn, that's a strong ass sign.
Yeah.
So they say the boy fell into the tracks and was taken to the medical center in a serious condition. So he's got cuts to his face, multiple bruises to his stomach, and the most important part, ruptured testicles.
Oh.
I don't know if y'all know this. That's pretty stupid. And he's 13, so, you know, nah, that was stupid. I'm gonna be honest with you. At 13, I found every way not to rupture my testicles. It was actually very easy to have done. Patrick, how about you, brother?
I've hit my testicles pretty hard. My dogs love to hit my testicles. But I've never ruptured a nut.
There's also another thing. Now, that one I did not want to put up anywhere. I didn't want to see it. But there's this kid in like bumfuck Idaho or somewhere. I don't know. He, mind you, he's standing on like a table or something high. He tied a rope around his beans and sausage.
What?
Jumped off and ripped his satchel from his body, and one of his nuts came out.
Oh, what the hell, dude? All right, let's talk about something else. I don't want to do this
but
anymore.
See, on the upside, one less breeder. Yeah.
You are so goddamn right. That, you beat me to the punch here. I was like, you know what? I give it to you. Sometimes God is on his job. Sometimes, yeah. Like, God's like, nope, I'm not even going to send an angel to stop this. I'm not going to send anybody to help you. Nope, you're on this one. Like, even if you don't believe in God, Allah, or if you believe in nothing, karma said, hey, this particular person does not need to procreate. We should do something to make sure it helps. And they were like, don't worry, he's going to do it to himself. And he did. It's a video about it, too. That's why I was like, one thing I'm not putting up on here.
But now he'll probably end up suing the table company and the rope company, saying that there was no warning labels about not standing on top of the table and tying a rope around it. So now, every time you buy a table or a rope, you're going to have a warning label. Do not tie this around your nuts and jump off a table.
You know, I would actually love that to become.
I would like to see that. Yeah. I would like to see that.
But see, when they do have to put warning labels because somebody stupid did something stupid, they should put on that warning label that person's name so that everybody who isn't stupid sees that, reads that, can know who to blame that they have to have that warning label on their product.
Carrie, you are on fire today. I just want to let you know that. All right?
You know, speaking of people we'd like to blame, there's some crazy stuff going on right now. Of course, you probably have all heard that, Equifax has gotten hacked.
Equifax?
Yeah. 143 million customers. Only potentially had their social security number, their address, phone numbers, email, like pretty much all their personal information. They've also had their bank accounts and credit card numbers breached.
That's cool. Hey, just for TransUnion and Equifax, and what's the other one?
Experian.
My credit got bad after this hack. It was great before.
My credit is on the rise, and I do Credit Karma to keep up on that.
Credit Karma helps me out a lot. I've jumped like 70 points this year.
Yeah, I've in the last 12 months in the last 12 months I've probably gone up as much. There was a time when I couldn't even get a credit card.
Oh yeah, and yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, and now I've got two credit cards.
Ooh, fancy.
And you know, we're looking into possibly getting a house at the end of the year, beginning of the next year. So you know, that's going to be really interesting, being able to buy a house that has a studio, an art room, and all this other stuff. You know, I'll be able to live. Well, we will have a guest room for you. You know that, right?
No, you didn't hear me. I didn't say guest room. I said I'm coming to live, and what I should have finished it off was rent free, and I'm bringing the babies and the cats.
Yeah. Now,
so we need a Jenkins suite, is what he said.
Exactly. Make sure you have the Jenkins suite just, you know, blocked off. Make sure everything looks good. We like, what was it, 1,000 thread? Cotton sheets.
Yeah, you know this isn't going to happen rent free, right? Like, Carrie and I might contemplate you moving in with us if we, you know, if we have an agreement that you will pay some of the mortgage.
Yeah, I got you. Look, I will put $50 every month on that mortgage, okay? On said mortgage, matter of fact, check this out. This is how good of a friend I am. $50 on the mortgage, $20 on the lights, $10 on gas and whatever else, and then $5 towards groceries. Come on. I got you, baby. Look, I'm here for y'all, all right? I'm trying to make sure y'all do this thing. All we ask is that you help take care of our other two kids, make sure your dogs don't eat our cats, and just, you know, kind of just clean up our area when we're not there. We appreciate it. That's all we ask.
Yeah, yeah. Fat chance of that happening. So back on to Equifax. They were hacked. And, you know, on a technical note, and I'll keep this part quick, you know the big virus that that happened with Windows 7 and Windows XP and all these other machines at the beginning of the year? Well, yeah. That was caused because, and this was actually not in the beginning of the year. This was in, like, June, July. But in March, Microsoft had released two hotfixes, two patches that prevented this from actually happening. But there were huge corporations that didn't bother fucking patching. So we had a huge outbreak of virus-infected computers out there in the enterprise, which is really scary because that's where all our data is. And that was due to the two patches not being updated, which is, you know, it's a part of any good security admin's job to patch their shit. So Equifax, huge corporation, huge. Beyond point, huge. The hackers were able to get in because these two files were not patched. And we're looking at a Slashdot article here on the screen.
Slashdot,
yes. And essentially, there's a really good reason why this probably happened. The CEO of Equifax hired a music major as the company's chief security officer.
I mean, that just makes sense. You know what I mean?
That makes total sense. Total sense. This chick had no technical degrees whatsoever. Yeah,
but she probably blew the president really well. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would say maybe that, you know, she's able to hold in her breath for a long time playing. Maybe she plays a wind instrument, so maybe she was down there for a little while and she just blew his mind and he was like, you know what, do your thing, whatever job you want, just tell me and you got it. And, you know, that's kind of how it works, man.
Yeah. Maybe she's... So on behalf of everyone here at the Prime Podcast, thank you, Susan Malden, for being a real stand-up class act.
Hey,
cunt.
They gave her the job. You shouldn't be blaming her. She probably, I'm sure, didn't lie and say, oh, yeah, I've got, you know, a bachelor's degree in computer security. She went in there saying, I can play this woodwind really well. You want me to show you how? And they hired her. So it's not her fault she got hired for the wrong job. It's the person that hired her.
Yeah.
She was hired on the spot, son. Right? You know how much talent that is? I mean, she went in there for an interview and came out with a job.
Well, she probably followed Duff's point or his philosophy when looking for a job. Even if you're not really qualified, just apply anyway.
So, hey, look, it's never hurt anybody, all right?
Well, it just did. 143 million.
I was affected.
See?
Yeah.
See? That's why I never follow your philosophy when looking for a job. That could have been me.
Look, all right, I've been offered jobs that I thought... I'll never forget I was offered a job to be a programmer. And I'm like, I can't do that one. But then I also got another job to be like a project manager. And I was like, I think I can fake this for about 2-3 months and maybe learn something in the interim. And it didn't work, so I didn't do it.
Yeah,
but I've always thought about doing it because that seems like a pretty... I mean, I see people doing it all the time.
Yeah, management's great.
But also, I'm not even just project management. I'm saying people just going into jobs they know they can't do, but they take it anyway. And I'm like, but they get to stay there for like a long time.
Well, it's a challenge. Like me, I have no reason being in the audio industry other than the fact that it's been my passion project for for 10, 15 years on and off. And, now I'm starting to do it for my job where, you know, they'll send me a voiceover and I'll clean it up. I'll edit it. I'll mix in the slides. And, you know, we're creating content now at my company because of me. And so that's kind of cool. But no, like me going into, I don't know, being a mechanic, like I've always done my own auto work. I've always done any repairs needed whatsoever. But being a mechanic, I would fit. I would be able to learn a hell of a lot, but I'd be so unsuited to be a mechanic just because I haven't done it my entire life. I do it as a hobby when I need to.
It would be like me trying to be a bartender. Just because I like to drink doesn't mean I would be a good bartender.
Speaking of, I'm kind of thirsty. Maybe we should take a break and get some cocktails.
Well, I think we're definitely jumping over the most important things that are happening in the world right now. I don't know if you guys know about this, because it's definitely not been in all the newspapers like it should be. It's an epidemic. Have you guys ever heard of Colorado Springs?
Yeah. I was born there.
There is something truly, truly heinous going on.
Oh, no.
There is a woman. I'm sorry, a jogger. We'll get to the other part. Who is just pooping constantly while she's on a jog. Come on now.
What?
Come on now. You know how you like to go? Imagine, you know how you've been walking lately, Duffy? You know, you've been doing things, losing weight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that how you've been losing weight? Have you been walking and pooping at the same time?
No, I have not. We do have a video. Would you like me to play it?
You know what?
All right, well, I guess I can do that.
Well, this is new tonight. A family has had enough. They say a woman is defecating on their sidewalk near Briargate and Union in Colorado Springs. The family says they've caught her in the act twice now. They've begged her to stop, but now Springs police are getting involved. 11 News reporter Spencer Wilson joins us live in the studio. And Spencer, this is so gross. What is the family saying about how often this is happening?
Elisa, according to the Buddy family, about once a week, they're getting all too familiar with the paper towels she wipes with and the nasty surprises she leaves behind.
Oh.
We call her the mad pooper of Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
Oh, my God.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're, like, crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop?
That's crazy, dude.
It must be something in the Colorado Springs air that we get people with my attitude. Because let me tell you, if I was more into the whole public displaying of my ass, there are plenty of people that I would love to take a shit right on their front yard. But... me being me, I don't want my ass hanging out for.
This is true. This is true.
No, I mean, I get it. I get that when you jog, it juggles around your innards and it shakes bubbles. Some stuff loose.
Got the bubble guts.
You know, if you gotta go, you gotta go. But this is a pattern.
Yeah, I would say, and if she's doing it there's clearly. Maybe the first time it was random, like, oh, these people. And then, like, I guess whenever the people were like, hey, stop that. She was like, all right, I'll stop. I'll stop here every day and do this. That's what I stop.
And it's got to be done on purpose. It's not an accident because she brings paper towels.
Like, she knows she's going to do it.
You don't jog with paper towels.
She leaves the house with one in the chamber just ready to go. She's mapped it out by now. She's like, listen, it's going to take me about 1.7 miles to get to this people's house. I think I can hold it in by then. Listen, man, I don't know about you, but I would treat her just like a dog. Like the moment I saw her, I throw like a bucket of like water on her or something. Or maybe we just pee in a bucket for a day. And the next time she comes by, we just throw. I probably got bad ideas, but that's a good idea too. Come on, brother. I'm just saying, me and my son, we just pee in a bucket all day. And when we see her, splash. Like, all right, you keep doing it, but we're going to keep doing this too. It's going to be our pee bucket. That's going to be your poop spot. One of us is going to stop. And we can pee in this bucket all day. You know what I'm saying? You can only poop once. We can pee a couple of times a day. You know? Just saying.
Well, thank you for that, Mike.
What would you guys do to stop it? Because I'm like, there's a lot of things that could be done to stop it.
Well, here's what I would do. And this is just me. What I would do is I would go out. If I were this lady and you know, was right in front of her poop spot, like, I would go out afterwards and I would clean up her shit and I would save it. I would let it sit outside in a bucket and I would let it get nice and ripe.
Get the maggoties going, huh?
And then the next time I saw her jog by, I would find a way to projectile it across the street directly on her person.
No, this isn't across the street. This is right in front of their house.
No, I'm
right in front of their house.
All right, well, I wouldn't have to cross the street then. I would just have to find there a way to go. Projectile it from the side, because I wouldn't want to bring that through the house.
Yeah, I guarantee she might stop if she gets some of her own stuff in her hair.
Exactly.
And face.
Carrie, what say you?
I don't know.
Carrie would just hurt her.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think maybe the first thing that came to mind was target practice with a paintball gun, because they hurt bad.
Can you feel paintballs with something? Can you feel paintballs, or is it just?
I don't know. Well, that I don't know, but I do know they hurt when you get hit with them.
Yeah, they do.
Figure, you know, have a little fun and target practice and sit out on your front porch or somewhere where she can't see you and just wait for her to drop trowel. And when that trowel is down, just aim for that big white ass.
Ooh, she's so vulnerable too. Mm. You know what I would think? I would do a twofer. I'd do what you're talking about, and then I'd have somebody standing a few feet away to hit her with the pee bucket. So you shoot in her ass, she takes off, bam, pee bucket to the face.
You and this pee bucket, Mike.
Hey, come on now. That's a good Carrie, is that not a good idea?
I guess. I just wouldn't want to be the one flinging the pee bucket, because you know you're going to get splashback.
No. So what you got to, look, you know how you can throw it without getting splashback on you. You know what I mean? It's kind of like how they dump the Gatorade things on the coach's head.
You'd be better off figuring out a way to fill them, use that to fill water balloons and just throw water balloons.
Mm. Carrie, ooh, you're on point today. You're on point today, Carrie. I'm trying to tell you. Ooh, I like that idea. I'm telling you.
Because then you can have your son help you. You know, it's fun. Oh, he would enjoyment love it. For the family.
Oh, I might even get Jasmine to get her to throw a balloon, you know, help her out with it. Oh, man, that would be something awesome. But, yeah, that's kind of disrespectful, and the ladies clearly do it on purpose. So,
oh, sure.
She would, as a lot of people I know would say, need to catch these hands. And that means she would need to be punched in the face.
Well, sure. Well, why don't you go find her and go punch her in the face? And in that time, we are going to actually go to a break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about blood leaking all over the place and the new iPhone line. All that and more coming up on Prime. Hey guys, Duff here from the Prime Podcast. I wanted to take a quick moment to thank our network, Rogue Intel. Rogue Intel gives us the ability to speak our minds, be ourselves, and put out amazingly awesome podcasts. Be sure to check out their other shows at rogueintel.com. And if you want to help keep the network going, head over to rogueintel.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It doesn't cost you any extra, and a portion of your total will go to help support the network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Are you listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast? Each and every week, Denver sports writer Clint Daly brings you a sarcastic look at the top stories in the world of sports. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, the Daily Dose brings a unique common sense outlook on the world of sports. And if you listen to the show every week, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to some of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Wait, we don't actually do that.
What?
You don't get entered in to win any tickets.
Why?
Why does that not happen? That's not what we do at the Daily Dose.
What kind of show is this?
It's a sport. You said it's a sports show. You said what it was.
But you don't win anything.
But you don't win anything for listening. You listen and you enjoy the show, but you don't
win. I don't understand.
Just keep going.
Each week on the Daily Dose, Clint interviews some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment.
That's not. You made that part up. That's not what we had you read. We had you come in with the sexy voice and all, but then you're adding stuff that the show isn't really about.
Who talks on this show?
I do. I talk on the show. We talk about.
You have no guests?
Well, sometimes we do, but it's not like we're going and getting LeBron James or Michael
Jordan.
A lot of people listen. There's a lot of people that like the show.
Are you sure?
We brought you in.
Do we know?
We brought you in to do something very specific, and you're not doing what we asked you to do. Just finish the read.
Fine. Listen to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast wherever fine podcasts are hosted, and you can always find it on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Was that so hard?
Here at RogueIntel.com, we strive to entertain and to stimulate. From nerd rage to outrage, from goofing off to deep thoughts, we've got you covered. The only way we really know how you all feel is to hear and see feedback. And that's more than a thumbs down, thumbs up proposition. Tweet us or write us on Facebook. Review any show on iTunes. Or, to really mix it up with us, join the forums for access and insight on each show, its creators, and what everyone else who listens like you do feels about it. Feedback, because we're starving for it.
And we're back on Prime.
Prime, baby.
Hey.
Or Prime, as I like to say.
So did you find her poop spot, Mike?
No, unfortunately I did not. I'm actually waiting to be fed to create said poop. Yeah, that's all I'm doing right here, baby. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What about y'all? Y'all got good gut health, you know? Did the intestines working fine over there?
Yeah, intestines are working just fine. a little too well sometimes.
Sorry, baby. Hey, 3 to 4 times is natural, all right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No. I keep telling people that. I've been telling my wife and my family, and they didn't believe me. And then I had a doctor give me literally proof, like, you know, the literature. They're like, yeah, 1 to 4 times a day is okay. Anything besides that is not.
Okay, so Carrie's pooping is not natural.
If it's not 1 to 4 times a day, it is not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like the stockpile. So I tend to not go every day, and then one day I go like 18 times. Oh, I make up for the week.
Oh, God. That's so horrible.
Come on now.
You got to drink some more water. Put some Miralax in it.
Oh, pass. Thank you.
Hit yourself a little prune juice in your coffee every now and then.
No.
Prune juice and coffee? No. Have you ever tried that? That sounds disgusting.
Actually, prune juice is just disgusting. I was going to say eat prunes, but who eats prunes?
Oh, I love prunes, dude.
And well, that's why he shits 8 times a day.
Prunes and cheese keeps me normal.
Oh, my God. Well, are you combining those?
Well, no. Oh. It's just a joke. Just a joke, Michael.
Oh, don't worry. Look, everybody who knows me and who's part of my family, they know that, as I've been called, I am a shitty booty boy. And, put it this way, the one time I realized it was an issue, I was 9 years old, we were at this old church, and, you know, it's one of those things where you got forced to go to church, so, you know, I'm trying to find any and everything to do. So my dad, what he did to kind of like, not reward us, but kind of like, you know, hey, we're going to church, so, you know, I'll do something nice for you. He bought us some donuts. Now, he bought us donuts, and I asked for chocolate milk. Now, supposedly I'm lactose intolerant to up to a certain degree. I don't know. I still eat milk and dairy like it ain't nothing. So I ate that up, and mind you, I was able to make it through a whole like hour and a half, 2 hours. But when that goddamn 2 hour mark hit, boy, that little stomach, that little 9 year old stomach turned into a grown man rumbling, boy. And I went to the bathroom. Now, here's the problem with this, and here's when I realized that I might have an issue. There was only, listen to me now, for about 100 and something people, maybe 120 people, one bathroom.
No.
And guess who went right before church let out? This guy. So I thought, all right, I don't know when the church is actually going to get over, but I've been here for about 2 hours, so maybe they'll go another 10 minutes. I'll go in here and I'll poop it up. The moment I pull my pants down to sit on the toilet, I hear people getting up and leaving the church. So I'm like, all right, it's church. Not too many people are going to come and try to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wrong again. There are at least 10 different knocks on the door. Like, hey, somebody in there? Somebody in there? Knocking, 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 knocking. And so the door was like one of those flimsy, like particle board doors. So the smell was seeping out from under me. And I had a demon coming out from under me. All I heard was from my outside of the doors, good Lord, who was in there? They were like, oh my God, did somebody die in there? Like, it had to be like 8 different grown-ups. And I'm talking about like the old girl, like 50 plus, like up to like 70, 80 years old. Like, Lord Jesus, something's wrong with that baby in there. Mind you, nobody knew that I was a little kid in there. So all I hear, I'm just like, it's demoralizing. I'm embarrassed. I didn't want to leave the bathroom. I wanted to crawl out the window, but it was too small. I mean, it was horrible. I just heard like 8 different people like, that is horrible. Oh, God, it smells like trash. Just going in on my poor little 9-year-old booty. And so I stayed in there like an extra 5 minutes just to build up the courage and try to get some of the smell out.
And Mike, what happened when you opened the door?
Basically, but here's the problem. They had no spray, no matches, no like weird potpourri or nothing. It was just all stank. Oh, God. And it was, mind you, it was down a one-way hallway.
There was
only 2 doors. The door to go to the bathroom and the door to go in through the side part of the church. Oh, God.
So in other words, you're saying the power of Christ compelled.
Listen, he exercised that demon up out my booty with the quickness. And all I know is everybody did not appreciate his work that day. And when I tell you, I don't think I've ever looked at my shoes harder and walked by so many people. Like, my head was so low and I was so ashamed of myself that even when I got outside, like, my dad and my uncle and my cousin, they were like, hey, man, what took you so long? They're like, you were in there pooping? I was like, yeah, I had to use the bathroom. Like, normally I'm kind of like a hyper energetic kid. I had to use the bathroom. And I'm looking at my shoes. My dad's worried that somebody might have done something to me. Like, it was all horrible. Because, I mean, I could not lift my head to save my life. That was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me as a kid. And from that day on, I said, you know what? I'll never feel bad about pooping again. And now I'll poop in my best friend's mom's grandma's house, and the door could be slightly open. I'm like, hey, it's a natural thing. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad about it at all. Like, oh, I stink? Well, yeah, that's what happens. It's human waste. What do you want me to do about it? You know?
So I know what I'm getting Mike for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Poopery.
Oh! My mom has that stuff, and that stuff works wonders. I will give it to her. Like, they always have stuff going on. But yeah, man, I never heard of it until I saw it, and I was like, that stuff really works. It cuts out the smell.
Have you seen the commercials for it?
I have never seen a commercial for it day in my life.
We actually played the commercials live on the show when they first got released. This is almost 2 years ago when this happened.
Really?
Yeah, but because I remember Dee is the one who brought it to the show, and it was just so freaking funny.
Yeah, the women where I work tend to use that stuff a little too much. And it's like, you know, I might not be able to smell your shit, but that floral fragrance and how heavy it is in this room right now, I know you just took a massive shit.
Yeah, so you took a super dump.
It's like, but I don't understand it because they'll put that in the water, right? And then you're supposed to shit, and it's supposed to be all right. But because they're so worried about what other people think, they flush when they go to push in case there's noise. Well, now it's like, okay, you've just flushed all of your poop smell helper down the drain, and now it's a nice aroma of whatever your poopery smell was, and now your shit. Because you're so worried that you're going to make the slightest bit of noise while you're grumping one out, you know? It's like, ugh.
You know what's so funny? I had no idea that you were supposed to spray it in the toilet first.
Yeah.
I just use it as spray, like normal spray.
No, you put it in, you spray it into the toilet. It kind of like floats on top of the water so that when your shit goes down into the water, it keeps the smell down there.
That makes more sense now because it's pretty strong when you spray it outside.
Yeah. God.
I did not know you're supposed to spray it in there. You really taught me something today.
The more you know.
Well, we've talked about poop. What do you say we talk about blood?
Let's not forget about the balls.
Well, we've already talked ad nauseum about the balls, and we will, I'm sure, talk more before the show's
over. Yes, we will.
Let's talk about blood. No one likes to see blood in a public setting, and that rings true for funeral homes, especially funeral homes. But that didn't stop this from happening. We've got an article from the Huffington Post. You can follow along at theprimepod.com or in the show notes. And, residents spotted the disturbing sight of blood seeping out onto the road from a Louisiana undertaker's business this past Thursday. We've got a video, so let's go ahead and play that.
These blood-stained images were taken from the back of the Green Oaks Funeral Home on Florida Boulevard. Before 3 p.m. today, Tom Mayer sent us pictures of blood and formaldehyde leaking from a holding tank behind the building. Oh. He says he noticed the blood after visiting a loved one at the cemetery. After the city received the pictures, they went out to investigate. We were there today and saw an employee cleaning up the scene before the Department of Environmental Services arrived.
It's just wow.
I see that at like once a month. So.
Oh, come on! Mike, you didn't get that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I'm dealing with my own leakage of bodily fluids around these parts, so...
The leak only lasted for about 20 minutes, however...
Which is 20 minutes too long.
Yes. They're saying that the liquid mix did not find its way into the city's sewer system. And that's according to multiple reports. I don't care if it made its way anywhere. It made its way to my eyes, and that's not something I want to see. Now, granted, I'd probably be like, oh, cool, check it out! I'd be taking pictures and shit, because that's kind of cool. You know, on a macabre... standpoint, but I'm just a weird guy.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you are. Oh, but look at that jinx. We still love you though, but yeah, you're a weirdo.
Well, I love you too. And you know, just so we can get this out of the way, let's talk more about Michael's balls.
We now go live to the local black man.
Still in pain. They also, if nobody knows, there are like five people in the room. I don't know why I thought this would be an intimate setting between me and my doctor.
What, you wanted some smooth jazz, some candles?
I would have really appreciated it. You know, they strapped me down, like literally strapped me down. I'm not lying to you. They strapped my legs down, strapped my arms down. Like they were about to hit me with the lethal injection. Like
oh,
the
man.
same way where they put you in that freaking T as if they're going to like take your life is exactly how they put me on the table. And I was like, what's going on here? Is there something I need to know? And they're like, oh no, well, you know, when you wake up from the anesthesia, you might be a little groggy. We've had people pop up and kind of like try to figure out where they are. I'm like, no, I'm okay. You told me where I am. As long as I'm like, listen, as long as I'm in the same spot that I left when I wake up, we're going to be okay. Now, if I wake up and I'm, you know, face down, ass up, and I got an apple in my mouth or something, I might freak out a little bit, you know, but so they strapped me down. And then one lady was like, it was funny right before I like fully went out because I kind of was like in and out. I felt her like she pulled the blankets back. It was like starting to hit me with that brown like cleanup stuff. And I was like, well, this is happening. And that was it. And that's the last thing I remember. And I just remember hearing them laugh. And I mean, not laugh. They were laughing at what I said, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. They were laughing at what I said. I fluffed myself very well before I went in there. Because it was really cold in there. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, listen, man, they got it. Look, they ain't about to put me on, you know, some website or something. So I gave it a nice little fluffy fluff. But but yeah, man, they they did that. It's quite interesting, quite interesting. And my doctor called me yesterday at like 5:30, like after office hours, from like a personal cell phone number.
Oh wow!
Asking how I was, and I'm like, initially I was like, oh, he has out. You know, if anything's wrong, I'll call him. But then I thought about it. I'm like, they closed at like 5. This is like a personal cell phone number.
He's just calling to check up on his baby.
But maybe, you know, maybe he liked what he saw. And, you know, maybe he was like, hey, is everything looking good down there? You know, maybe you want to go out for.
Yeah, mind coming in for a private consult? Yeah,
maybe, you know, maybe we could do it at my house this time. Oh, did I tell you that's the. So that was the second time in my life. Him and a cop. About 4 years ago, were the two men who molested me as an adult.
Yeah, yeah, you told us that earlier this year. Yeah. It's gonna be in the best of. I've already started clipping those.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that was he really hurt me. He did hurt me. Like no lie, like he was twisting. He was like the vast difference on this side is a little bit deeper in there than this one on this side. I was like, yeah, they always say the right is longer than the left, so you know. And he just went to town on it for about a minute, and it was just I don't like it. I don't like it, and I would never do this again. Yeah. Yeah, now I had a lot of people try to tell me that they wouldn't do it, or that if I feel like less of a man, I'm like, initially I was like no, but then I saw like the scar, like the sutures or whatever the cuts they did, and I'm like, I kind of feel a little less than a man right now. It's like they stapled my sack, you know, right on there, like took two eggs and stapled the skin. It's and there's a hole in there too.
Let's change it up a little bit. Let's talk about something a little less pain-inducing.
All right. What it is?
The iPhone. Let's talk about that. The, Apple released a new line of iPhones. They released the 8, the 8 Plus, and the, I'll say X, because that's what it is. It's 10. They say, don't call it the X. It's the iPhone 10.
But, yeah, all I know is they're playing catch up to Samsung for like the last 4 years.
Well, sure. And the fact of the matter is they're doing a horrible job at it. Now, let's get the 8 and the 8 Plus out of the way. It's no more than a 7S and a 7S Plus. Like, yeah. There's no real performance upgrades. There's no new feature sets. It's just a bump. It's a revision. It's not really
nothing
worthy
nothing
of calling it an 8. Now that that's out of the way, let's talk about the 10. It's got edge-to-edge screen. They removed the home button only because they couldn't figure out how to do it under the glass. So they just straight up removed the home button. They removed Touch ID. If you've got edge-to-edge, you put the Touch ID sensor, or the biometric fingerprint scanner, as it's technically known, on the back of the phone.
Yeah, but everybody else does that. Yeah. So they were trying to be different.
But everything they're doing is what everybody, what Samsung's already done, though. So
exactly, except they're trying to be, you know, they're trying to think differently, and they just don't think that differently anymore. Here's the problem with not having the home button. You also don't have the Touch ID. You don't put the Touch ID on the back. You just straight up remove it, and that's a really dumbass idea. When you think about the fact that no one wants to type in PIN numbers anymore or pattern drawings or anything. Mm-hmm. They just want to be able to put their fingerprint down on something and then be able to unlock their phone. Well, here's the thing. With no Touch ID, they brought something else in called Face ID. It's essentially an infrared camera on the front of the phone that scans your face. They're saying that you can't use a picture. It's got to be your face. Now, that brings two problems to mind. A, it's slower than Touch ID. Mm-hmm. B, it does not work all the time. And the reason it doesn't work all the time, amongst other reasons, is the fact that you have to be looking at your phone. If you close your eyes, or if you're not looking at your phone, it's just not going to work. So when you're
trying... it's a waste of money? Is that what you're saying? It sounds like you're saying it's a waste of money.
Well, at $1,000 starting price, yes. It is a waste of money. It is the most expensive phone we've ever seen from Apple, and it just kind of sucks. They're like, yeah, it's got a bigger screen. It's got the, you know, similar screen to the Note 8. I
without the features of it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're saying, oh, and here's the fun part. It failed to work during the demo. They had to bring out, I think they had to bring in a new phone. If not, they had to like redo it. Essentially, their excuse was, oh, it's seen too many faces, in the last couple of minutes, so it didn't, you know, it made you use the PIN code. And again, who wants to type a PIN code in? But if it, when it does work, it's slower. B, it doesn't work all the time. Those are reasons to put a Touch ID in.
Well, why is it constantly scanning for faces? You know, that's going to kill your battery.
And why do they need to keep scanning for faces when the phone is off? That's the part that's kind of like worrying.
You know what I really, really like? The people who love like Apple or iPhone, I thought it was initially like, I didn't know too much about phones, like when I just used to buy like a phone that I thought was cool or whatever, I never
paid attention to it.
Did I have a Razor? I did, but I had the flat one, not the flip one. Not the flip. I had the flat Razor.
Oh, okay.
And then Razor X. Droid Razor is what I had.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about years ago. I got a Samsung something. I don't know. It's probably just as good as the iPhone 8. But my phone is 3 years old, and I know this. But at the same time, I see people with these phones, and I'm like, all right, what's so simple about it? You know what's simple? It's stupid people friendly. That's what it's simple. that's honestly the best thing that iPhone's got for it, that is really accessible, is really easy, and that some apps work better with it than without it. I have Snapchat on my phone, and it was originally for me and my son, but it really doesn't work well on Android. But my little brother had an iPhone. It was perfect. You know, I see him put about pictures every day. And then I'm like, all right, what else is good about this phone? I'm like, okay, well, you have to pay for everything. Well, that sucks.
Well, you got to pay for everything. What do you mean?
Well, like all the apps that I have that are free on my phone, like half of them you have to pay for on the iPhone.
Wow.
Or when you go to the Apple store. So it's my wife, she has, I think she has an older version. I think like the 6S or something like that.
Yeah.
We don't change our phones too quickly. As long as they're working, we don't really care. But when she got hers and I got mine, we got ours at the same time. And I'm looking, and I'm like, why does she have to pay for this? I got this for free. I'm like, why does she have to do this? And then the updates, and then, you know, your phone starts acting up when the updates help. Like, don't get me wrong, Samsung does it too, but iPhone does it on, like, a way bigger scale. It's like, the moment the new phone comes out, your phone will need to update, it'll mess up, and all. I'm like, wow, you guys suck. I'm like, you guys are nothing without Steve Jobs. Like, hands down, nothing without him. And
Steve did trust Tim to run the company.
Not to have the ideas like he had.
Yeah, well, no, he did. That's the problem. Tim Cook just doesn't have the ideas. He doesn't have the innovation like Steve did. Here's the problem still. You're looking at iPhone versus Android, but you're really not using true Android because you're using Samsung. Samsung uses an overlay on Android that heavily modifies, bloats it up, and makes it rather slow in comparison. They use something called TouchWiz. And on top of that, they use a bunch of customized apps that really are just duplicitous to what Google already provides. So you're not getting the true feel for what Android is and how awesome it really is.
So break it down for me, baby.
Well, Carrie and I both have a OnePlus 3, which is a...
what is that?
It's a phone made by the company OnePlus, O-N-E-P-L-U-S, OnePlus. And this is their third, well, it's not, it's like their fourth or fifth model flagship phone. And they market themselves as flagship killers because they give you a really good phone at a decent price that has all of the bells and whistles that you'd find in your high-end Samsung gear. Not the Gear watch. I'm talking about the Samsung hardware. And, like, for example, this phone is, what, 2 years old, a year and a half old? It's the OnePlus 3. They have the OnePlus 5 out now. And as awesome as that phone looks, I don't really see a reason to change because this is bleeding-edge hardware. It's fast as hell. It's got a ton of RAM. Mm. It's got an amazing screen. You know, I unlock my phone with my thumb, and it's instantaneous almost. It's faster than the Apple. So really? If you really want a good phone that's got a true Android experience, check out the OnePlus. They've got the OnePlus 5, the OnePlus 3, OnePlus 2, OnePlus X, or, you know, OnePlus 1, which I have my OnePlus 1 here, as a matter of fact. This is my OnePlus phone. I've got it in a mount. If, you know, this is back when we were streaming on Facebook. But, yeah, I don't see the need to get a new phone that's $1,000 when I can get a $450 phone that is insane. And hey, good news. We've actually teamed up with the OnePlus company, and we can offer you a discount. So if you are interested in a new OnePlus phone, go to rogueintel.com/OnePlus, O-N-E-P-L-U-S, and you'll get $20 off by using our promo voucher.
Uno Plus.
Uno Plus, yes. So I hate Apple as a company. Sometimes they come out with really good hardware, but even then, it's impossible to repair. It's just not worth my time to repair it because they glue everything together and they solder everything down. And you've got options. You've got really good options. I mean, if you like iOS, you're pretty much stuck. If you've always been in the Apple ecosystem and all you've got is paid apps on the Apple ecosystem, then you might want to just stay where you are and just deal with their asinine decisions.
Now, I'm glad I have an Android phone, but I would give my left tit for the 12-inch iPad.
Yeah, really? The iPad Pro is sexy. It's got the best-sounding speakers I've heard on any tablet ever. Loud as hell. The screen is just amazingly clear. It's like Super Retina or whatever the hell they call it now. I don't know. It is a sleek piece of hardware. You do have to live in Apple's playground if you're going to get it.
Yeah, and, well, I have been because I've had an iPad forever.
Yeah, well, I have an iPad too, and I use it for one thing only.
Well, that's you.
True.
That's you. And you didn't realize that, okay? Don't be confusing you and Kerr, baby, in the same thing. You understand?
No. I got your back, Kerr.
I am my own person.
She is.
She's a big black man, and that's you need to respect that.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we really had for today's show. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Fuck Donald Trump. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's a different show.
That is a different show.
That is a different show altogether. Well, we want to thank you for checking out this episode of Prime. If you were not a subscriber, go ahead and do so. That way you can get the latest updates as soon as they happen. You can go to theprimepod.com for everything Prime. And, well, on behalf of everyone here at Prime, have a great day.
Prime, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Don't get your nuts cut. Please spay and neuter all irresponsible people. I've been telling people about that Ralphie May thing that we went to.
Dude, that was such a... Why didn't we talk about it? Damn it.
Oh, you're right. I don't know why.
Well, I guess we can talk about it now.
Yeah, but no, what was so funny is Duffy... I don't know if you know this, but supposedly I am the physical black person of the group. Carrie is the spiritual black person.
Yes. She is your spirit animal.
But when I say that you are the stereotypical black person out in public, you were so goddamn loud.
Welcome to my world.
Oh my god! You know how I know you're like I'm kind of used to, I talk loud a lot of times too. But what made it worse was the fact that I was sitting behind you two when we were at that little ass table. And you were both on the left side, and that other little couple was on the right side.
Yeah.
And every time you would die laughing, the wife would look over at you. Oh, God. Oh, also, the very first time when he said, and like you look back at me like nudged and laughed or something like that. That both of those there's a white couple on the side if people don't know, but they were so afraid to look. Like I saw them look back when you did it, and they were like, "Oh nope, keep looking forward." And it made me laugh even harder when he said, like, I don't even think he said anything crazy funny, but just seeing their response. And then her response every 5 minutes to you laughing so loud. Oh, God. It made it even funnier. Like, he was funny as hell. But you made it even better. I just want to let you know that, sir.
I'm glad I can make you laugh a little louder.
I was like, I knew you were loud. I was like, Duffy is hella loud.
Yeah, he's like that all the time. I have to tell him, lower your volume, dear. You know. Like him talking on a phone, he yells. It's like, oh my God, you're acting like an 80-year-old man. It's a phone, not two tin cans and a string. You don't need to yell.
Come on now.
But Duffy, I really appreciated you. And I knew he was funny because he got carried to laugh out a couple times out loud. I was like, I knew he was funny. I was like, I knew she could. I'm not going to lie to you, because I was behind you, I was watching both of you. I had nothing else to do.
You could have been watching Ralphie May.
Well, I also couldn't see him because the guy, like the
you could have moved closer to me. I would have. No. I wouldn't have bit.
Well, no, the guy, like the table in front of us, even though they were lower, like it was like one or two people's head was in the way. So I had to go to the side and do all that. So I just spent most of the time just listening to him because I couldn't see him, but he was still funny as hell. Yeah. But I was watching. I was like, I wonder if Carrie's going to laugh. I wonder if Carrie's going to laugh. And when he came with, I mean, he killed his set. So, she was laughing the whole time. But I was trying to see that, like, you know, the open mouth wide laughing, you know, like, she's really into it. All right, cool. I would also like to point out when we did go out last week, the amount of speed that Carrie put into walking up the hill to get to that goddamn vape was hilarious. She literally bumped somebody. It was getting people out the way, and I was like, Carrie is moving.
I hate when you're trying to leave something that everybody's trying to leave at the same time. You've got people, you can tell how they drive by the way that they try and get out of this building. They stand there with their head up their own ass and act like the waves are supposed to just part for them. No, my friend.
Yeah.
You give them the death stare and you walk around and through. You just
were
go.
Like, excuse me, watch out, elbow. And it was funny because I was like, I felt like she was like a bodyguard that was taking a like somebody important. Like, come on, move, quick. We gotta get to the car.
Hey, I got us out of that fucking building.
Yeah, you did. It took us half the time.
I thought me and Duffy were going to have to do that. I'm like, oh, we're the big guys.
Because I was like, if you all ain't going to keep up, I'll be out there waiting for you. I need to get away from these stupid people.
You were gone. You were damn near running, and I loved every second of it.